Not seeing the results you want from your streaming video? Well, you might want to listen to this podcast as we discuss some of the fallacies of the recent trend of streaming that some churches have bought into. That all happens next on the Church Solutions Podcast.
It's the Church Solutions Podcast, brought to you by StreamingChurch.tv. The Church Solutions Podcast is all about helping you and your church with technology and other resources for your life and ministry. Now, here are your hosts, Steve Lacy and Phil Thompson.
The Church Solutions Podcast is live and recording, and I'm Phil Thompson.
And I'm Steve Lacy.
We're actually not live. Well, we're live, but by the time people hear this, it won't be live. It'll be recorded, which is better than we did last time. So, you know.
Anyway. Yeah.
We'll let people in on the inside joke. We had our guest last week was Graham Spencer, who comes from Scotland, and we recorded him. Well, we did the podcast, I think, on a Tuesday or something, and great podcast. And then I realized, oh, I didn't record it after we were done. So then we had him come back. He was gracious enough to come back like a couple days later, and we did it again, and we recorded it. And actually, it was, as you think it was better. It probably was better.
Yeah. The first one was really good, and the second one, I think, was even better. So
yeah.
We need to, we're actually going to have him on a webinar in July to dive deeper into, he's got a very, I think, a very healthy and good approach to digital ministry. So
yeah, that's the webinar. Yeah.
Yes.
And so since we're on that, let's just promote it. The webinar is going to be called Stop Streaming to the Lazy, Rethinking Your Digital Ministry Strategy. That's the name of the webinar. It's going to be July 16th. That's going to be 12 noon here in the United States of America, Eastern Time. And you can sign up for this webinar. It is free, and it's just go to webinar.streamingchurch.tv. And you can reserve your seat. And, you know, even if you can't make it to the webinar, if you sign up, then we'll email you the recorded version of it. I mean,
it's going to be some good stuff. So I've been sharing even the podcast with some friends and stuff. Just it's one of those like, oh, man, you guys need to listen to this one because you're struggling with this.
Yeah. And you know, the advantage of being live with us for the webinar on July 16th would be, you know, you got Q&A, you can ask Graham questions, you can ask us questions and we'll Q&A. So that would be July 16th. That's the advantage of doing it live, and which we do July 16th, 12 noon. So go to webinar.streamingchurch.tv. But even if you get the recorded version, it will still help you a lot. So this is episode number 435. And this is brought to you by DailyDive365.com. Check it out. Just go launch your browser and type in DailyDive365.com. And it's a great new tool that we have created. And it is, we just go look at it. It'll take your sermons and it will create podcasts. You can get it on Alexa, Amazon devices. You can get it on your church's mobile app, or you can use its own mobile app. It cooks breakfast for you. Yes. It will.
The key thing is it will keep your members connected during the week as they go about their business based on the message that you had on the weekend. So it's, my pastor explained, he said, I wish I had influence over the other 167 hours of people's lives during the week. They come for 1 hour, they get fed, they get motivated, and then they go back to their world. So this is a way to have influence during the week with your message with very little effort.
Yeah, very little effort on your part. So just go check it out, DailyDive365.com, and let us know if you have any questions about it. Sign up. It's free trial, 30-day free trial, and there's even a special offer. If you really like it, you can activate it after 30 days for $100 off the regular price. So anyhow, all right, well, let's talk about today's topic. And we actually had a cancellation. We'll have him on in a couple of weeks. Joseph Cottle, I think, was our scheduled guest today, but he's not feeling well. So we'll have him on. We're looking forward to having him on. But today, it's just me and Steve. And we're going to talk a little today about Well, we were trying to throw out some titles to this last minute podcast, and you had mentioned something about calling this the fallacy of what do you call it? The fallacy of
The
current streaming
fallacy,
trends.
yes, the fallacy of current streaming trends.
Yeah, so there are some things happening out there now that the pandemic is over, and people are like, we got to get people back in the building, blah, blah, blah. We need to stop streaming and all that. So we're going to address some of that today
Yeah,
and go
I
with
think a
that.
lot of churches are rethinking their, it was everyone was kind of thrown into, I've got to do it. And, that's my only survival route during the pandemic. And then people are looking back, that's, it's not a bad thing. But now that several years have gone by, people are starting to rethink things. And I think there's some fallacies in some of the thinking process. One of the topics that we were throwing out was free is not free, and we've kind of covered that in the past, but we'll tap
Re
into some of that as well.
revisit some of that information as well. All
Yes.
right, well, let's just jump into it. So, what's the fallacy? What's the deal, Steve? Tell us a little more
So
about
I
this.
think what and I'm getting some inspiration from Graham's talk recently, and there's I think that there's churches that are streaming today are recognizing one main audience, and they're not recognizing some other audiences. My pastor mentioned it too to me. I was just kind of frustrated that some people would, they're making a decision, do I go to church or do I just watch it online? So these are the guys that are committed to the church and are going to attend and be a part of the church no matter what. They're there usually every week, but occasionally they get lazy and we'll just watch it from home. And so the pastor sees that audience and thinks that's their only audience in the streaming world. And I think
But
that's not right.
it's not their only audience. It's more than just your regular people. So you got your regular people. Graham used the term maintenance. He actually he did the analogy of the house.
Yes, and I think it's a very appropriate analogy because a lot of that analogy is used for all kinds of different things. But this is from the streaming audience. Go ahead, tell us part of more of the analogy.
Well, I'll try to remember. As you know, my memory is not the greatest. Who am I? But the bottom line is, you got a house, and you got maybe some people that you know very well that are coming over. Maybe you're going to play some hearts or something, or have some coffee or something, have dessert, and they're going to be coming over, and you've known these people for years, and they're good people and stuff. So you
And they're
look at your house, right, and you maybe straighten up the bathroom a little bit. Make sure you get rid of the magazines and put them in a nice order somewhere, maybe dust off the table, and just kind of make the place look fairly presentable. These people, they know you,
they
so
love
you've got
you.
that.
They're, I mean, they're often family. It's your family. For me, it's, kids grew up in this house, and so their wives and their kids are all coming over, and we'll. You kind of straighten up, but you don't spend a bunch of time.
Yeah, right. So, and then you've got another group of people, though. So let's say you've got somebody coming over, and you may have seen them once or twice. You may know them, vaguely know them a little bit, but they seem like nice people.
I kind of characterize this. This would be, we have a neighborhood clan here. So if I had people from my neighborhood and say, because we have what we call a Friday afternoon club, where there's one of the guys kind of took charge and they started meeting Friday afternoon out in the street. You pull up chairs, you bring a drink, we form a circle, and you just kind of chat. And now it's gotten too hot for that here in
Yes.
Tucson. And
Yes.
so I was thinking, maybe we just move these people into my house. We get a room with a big house or a house with a big room. And this crew, I wouldn't do the same kind of treatment that I would when the kids and the family are coming over.
What would you do differently now? So you got this crew coming over, you don't
I
know them
would,
that well.
it's kind of like, it's very similar to, we have a small group that meets at our house. So it's kind of that kind of group. So you're picking up the obvious stuff. We got cardboard boxes around the house. We got the furniture all a mess. There's blankets and towels kind of thrown everywhere. Kitchen sinks got, dishes and stuff. And so we'll go through and we'll make it look presentable.
Wow, you live in a pigsty. My gosh. Don't remind me not to come over and see you.
Yeah,
All right.
so we'll make it presentable. And then, Grant was talking about, so that th these this translates into different audiences for my online ministry as well. We'll talk about that
Yeah, this
next
is an
year.
analogy. So we're talking,
Yes,
so keep in
analogy.
mind your streaming audience here. So
Yes.
you got the regular people that you know, the family, and then you got these people that you don't know that well coming over. And then with the house analogy, let's say you want to sell your house. I think that's what he was getting at, right? So if you're going to
Yes.
sell your house and you're going to have people coming in, you're going to have agents or whatever showing your house, you want to make sure that it's clean as possible, maybe some fresh paint on some areas. The cupboards and doorway jams and all that. And you want to make sure the windows are clean and you want to really just make it presentable because you want to sell the house. So you want it to look great.
Yeah, and you're going to invest. I mean, you may prepare for months for the opportunity for people to come walk through your house. I mean, one of my oldest son, he just sold his house and moved into another house. So I was over there with the stucco and the paint and filling holes and taking stuff down and rearranging furniture and moving stuff out of the room so it doesn't look cluttered and into the garage, So I mean, that's another group. So equating this to our streaming audience, our first group is a family, and we call that the maintenance group. They're going to love you. They're going to come to church, and my pastor deemed them the lazy. These are the guys that are they're part of your church. They're going to be there. They're tithing. They've been with you forever. They're going to stay. But then every once in a while they go, I don't want to walk, go get all dressed up and go to church. I'll just watch from home. And I know my wife does it a lot. Everyone does it, And so that's been a frustrating audience. And I think what a lot of churches see, that's the most visible audience to them. And so they think, why am I investing in this?
But with the analogy that we just talked about with the house, and especially selling the house, the third part of that is, you've got an audience of people that do pop in on your stream or could, and you want to maybe have a different strategy for your streaming to reach those kind of people that are maybe don't know anything about God or know very little about God or are very curious about what's happening at your church, right?
So you're going to focus differently and do things for these different audiences. And even within the we he called them the maintenance group, the people that are committed, and you're going to have some people that can't make it to church. They're homebound or there's just no way for them to go. And if the ministry went away, then they're just kind of out of luck. They're going to need to tune into some other church, But those numbers are really small, typically.
Yeah,
So,
and I'm sure there's people raising their eyebrows. Not everybody that watches online is lazy, and like you just said, some people are
no,
homebound.
I
They
think
can't
there's
come. They're
there
sick or
are right. So there's an odd there's two other audiences that I think churches are not recognizing the value of. So this is my small group that comes to my house and they want to get fed. My neighbors that may come to my house and want to socialize and potentially get fed as well. So that's a group where I'm going to prepare a different message for than my people. And I'm a lot of times don't recognize that those people are out there because they're not there, not always there every week. And so, I can miss out on those. And then the other one is the missional group. And those are the people that your house is for sale. You're going to create a completely different environment. You may shorten the message. You may do some things completely different for those. But these guys are often not seen, but they're one of the most important. I mean, I use the testimony that we have new member class at our church. And as they go through the new member class, they ask, everybody goes, well, how did you find this church? And like 80% were attending online. So they were part of that missional group. They're looking for answers and they're going online and they're finding this church. They're resonating with the message and they're bringing themselves through the door. So as I go through and I devalue my streaming based on maybe my maintenance group that I see, I'm like, why are we spending all this money on this? Why are we have all this staff dedicated to streaming? Why don't we just, and these guys aren't even coming to church, you know, they're staying home. Well, we just stop streaming. And what I think a lot of churches are missing out on is the fact that you close that door, you wouldn't have 80% in your new member class. Those people wouldn't be there. You know, there would be no growth in the church. And you don't really, I think it's difficult to recognize that those audiences are out there and that you should invest in those groups and do an excellent job with your streaming. So, you know, the huge temptation out there is to go to a free service. I'm just gonna, why am I spending the money on this? You know, these people can watch on YouTube and we'll just, you know, we'll save ourselves a few bucks. And I think that's a mistake with churches for several reasons that we'll go through here. The free is not always free. And there's a bunch of reasons why making that switch over to there is kind of a really an entrance ramp to shutting off the growth of your church.
Yeah, that's interesting. So the bottom line here, before we get to some of the disadvantages, I guess, of free being not always free. I mean, the bottom line is what you're talking about here is you need to look at your strategy for your online ministry, and by online, not just streaming, but the stuff that you're doing online, the posting it. So you need to rethink your strategy and really come up with a strategy that's really going to meet the needs of at least two of the or three of those groups of people that we just mentioned.
Right. Yeah. And I think the most visible group, in just my opinion, is probably one of the less important of the three groups.
And that would be the regular people that are,
The regular people that are, you know, that my pastor called the lazy. I mean, they're important and you got to provide some ministry to them, but they're going to forgive you if the toilet's not clean, you know, when they come over. They're going to still love you. As opposed to some of these other groups, maybe are going to move on to more fertile ground. You know, they're going to go look at this other house that actually did repaint and it does look nice. You know,
All
using going
right.
back to our analogies.
You can always send emails to Steve at streamingchurch.tv if you're not happy with his analogies of lazy. All right. But yeah, I get what you're trying to say here. I understand that totally, and I'm with you on that stuff. All right. So we got about 15 minutes left here. Where are we going next on this podcast?
Well, we can dive into. So I think as we started to talk about doing this thing, I was just kind of contemplating why are people moving over, you know, some ministries choosing to go free and some, you know, even fewer that are saying, I'm just not streaming anymore. And I think it's the primary cause is they don't recognize these three groups of people. They see one group and they don't recognize the other two groups. So they're willing to compromise. So anyway, if you're in that boat and you feel like, oh, you know, first, if I want to compromise, can I achieve the same results by compromising and going to a free service? So we'll go through some of
Points.
the points or the I guess pain points you would see moving to a free. I mean, obviously the number one deal with a free service is it's free. But as our title says, free is not always free. So it won't hit you in your wallet as hard. So,
All right. Well, and people, if you want to keep score at home, folks, you can always go to blog.streamingchurch.tv, and there's a search bar on that blog, and you just type in free, and you'll see some of the articles we've written, and one of them we're talking about is free is not always free. All right, so it's free, but it's not free because there's other things that come along with it.
yes. So number one, we have unreliable tech and primarily distractions. So I think that the distractions is the number one issue with you're going to send somebody to a playground of Facebook or YouTube to watch your service, there's going to be lots of other stuff vying for their attention to keep them online. I mean, the whole idea for YouTube and Facebook is to keep people online. And if they're looking at one thing, they want to offer something else for them to look at as well. So your people online are going to get going to face distractions. They're going to find themselves, you know, I started doing watching church, but I saw this thing that came up and said, you won't believe what happens next. And then, you know, 30 minutes later, I realized I've been trolling, Facebook for the past hour and a half.
Yeah. So, yeah. And that was, by the way, that was one of the titles of our webinar coming up was, you know, don't stream to the lazy. You won't believe what happens next. We were actually going to make that a title, but somebody vetoed it. All right. Yeah. Distractions. Very much so. I mean, I have them here too. I go upload some of our videos that we do for help videos for streamingchurch.tv or even blogs and those kind of things. And I'll see something on Star Trek or something from the Pittsburgh Pirates from 1971. And whoa, what's that all about? I haven't seen that, you know? So anyhow, distractions, very real.
Very real. Yes.
Yeah.
So,
all right.
So you're going to, yeah, people are going to, you know, they may have the intent of going to watch your stream on these platforms, but they're very well may end up somewhere else.
All right.
So
all right.
That's number one. And then the next one is probably the biggest, and we get many ministries that are coming to us out of this complaint as well. We were just, I can't remember who were we talking to just recently.
Might have been Grover.
Is it Facebook or was it YouTube? But the next one is copyright concerns.
Yeah.
So if you're, even if you do have your license, your CCLI license for streaming your music, Google and Facebook don't know that. All they know is, wow, that sounds like a Chris Tomlin song, and Chris Tomlin music is copyrighted. Therefore, we're going to either give you a strike or we'll take you down. So, which would be really challenging in the middle of your service if, you know, you get taken down.
Yeah. Copyright can be a problem, still is a problem. I talked to a customer the other day who, actually a new customer, who was saying, yeah, we've got problems. So we're coming over to streamingchurch.tv. And I said, come on over, come on down.
Yeah. You won't have those problems in our neighborhood.
Yeah, that's true.
So, yeah, it's just, yeah. So these are some of the costs. The free is not free. These are the not free pieces of it.
Yeah.
And then next on our list is limited engagement. And again, this is probably if you're not trying to do ministry online and you're just maybe presenting your church service with a camera in the back and, you know, video only, and you're not trying to engage your people. You're going to get that limited engagement because on these other platforms, because they're not designed for ministry. They don't have built-in chat. They don't have some of the ministry tools that are geared for doing ministry online on these platforms. So,
yeah. Yeah. We have a very interactive chat platform with lots of features. People can give online while they're watching the message. They can take notes. They can reach out for prayer, private prayer. There's lots of features that we have on our interactive chat platform. Having said that, we do have an option for our customers to do video only. And we understand some churches are small or just whatever, don't have the staff to monitor the chat. But my whole thing, and even what we were talking about earlier, is, you know, if you really want to reach people, if you really want to connect with people, it does take a little bit of effort. And it might take a little bit of money, too. You know, like you were the analogy of fixing the house up to sell it. You know, you probably have to put a little bit of money into it. Well, if you're trying to reach some people that are looking for Christ or looking for answers, you might have to spend a little bit of money. But you could see that as an investment. You might have to spend a little bit of time. And to me, those are the important things. And that's what really makes a huge difference between just having video up there and as opposed to having actually chat and a chat host and somebody that's connecting with people and praying for people and talking with people.
Yeah, exactly. So the other next on our list here is ownership and control. And one of the things that you give up when you go to these other platforms is ownership and control. I mean, this becomes property of Facebook, property of YouTube, and they can, if you say, oh, well, I've got all my recordings on YouTube and YouTube issues your third strike and takes you down, then all that stuff is gone. And you give up ownership when you go to these platforms as well. So it's your, unless you have another copy somewhere else, you're kind of out of luck if you fall out of favor with the YouTube or Facebook gods.
Yeah, it's very real. It does happen. We were talking, I think, a couple weeks ago to our friend Grover, and he had the same issue. He streams with us, but he also has a plan that we have that allows you to stream to social streaming platforms like YouTube and Facebook and those places. We have that. We offer that as an option. And he got shut down, I think, on YouTube for something, and he didn't even know why. It wasn't music. It was, and even he said the topic they were talking about wasn't even controversial. So things do happen. Anyhow, so yeah, so it's, you own, it's your content. So when you stream with us, it's still your content. I mean, we're not going to take it down unless you're doing something that really violates, some standards, which is, we're not talking censorship here.
We've never done.
We've never done censorship. Oh,
actually, maybe the guys that came on and were broadcasting illegal soccer games using our channel.
Yeah,
those
yeah.
guys did get taken.
And that's what
criminals.
I meant.
The criminals meant, get yeah. taken down, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there are people, unscrupulous people out there that have tried to do streaming with us and done soccer. Or as they like to call it, football.
Yes,
in Europe.
But these are not ministries that are using our services.
No, they're not ministry. No, they're not. No. So anyhow, but no football on streamingchurch.tv. All right, let's move on here. You lose ownership and control, but if you use a paid service like us, streamingchurch.tv, you don't have to worry about that. All right, so some alternatives out there to free. What are the alternatives to free? Well, obviously, using a company like us will help you. You can get, well, with us, not everybody, but with us, you can get really good customer service. I don't want to beat our own drum or do too much self-glossing here, but I've had people come over from other companies and they didn't like the customer service. And so they came to us and, we were there for them. We answer the phone. We answer the emails. We have live chat on Sunday mornings, So that's an alternative if you want good customer support and higher quality and somebody to talk to when you call on the other end of the phone. It's not a robot. We're one of the good guys.
Yeah, I think that churches just need to recognize that it's a ministry that reaches some real people, and you want to use some tools that are geared for doing ministry with real people.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you can use these the free tools, but then you're not going to get the ability to do ministry with free people. So there's Phil mentioned earlier, there's tools that are geared for doing ministry, and then there's YouTube and Facebook, which is geared for getting people to stay online on their platforms for a while.
On their own platforms, yeah. So, yeah. So, all these things. And again, yeah, it's money. It does cost you some money. But as we just said here a few minutes ago, free is not always free. So you may not always be paying money for YouTube, but you're paying for it in other ways. And the same way our friends over there at Facebook. So, all right. Okay. Anything else before we wrap up this?
No, I think we're good.
All right. Good deal. Check out DailyDive365.com. Give it a look. See what you think. Give us some feedback on it. Make a free trial. No obligation. Check out our webinar July 16th. And it is called Stop Streaming to the Lazy. And we'll keep calling it that until enough people complain. But there'll be a Stop Streaming to the Lazy, Rethinking Your Digital Ministry Strategy. How's that sound?
That's
And
awesome.
check out that webinar. Go to webinar.streamingchurch.tv and sign up for it. You can see our other webinars there too. Just go to that same address and you can look at past webinars. Just did one yesterday, actually. So, all right, we're done here. I think that's it. Thank you, Jackson Lacey. Thank you so much for your time today.
Glad to be here.
And of course, we thank you folks for being with us. Thanks for spending some time on the Church Solutions podcast. My name is Phil Thompson. Please take care of yourself and each other, and we'll catch you again on another episode.